The following episode of Three Fearless Questions was produced in 2019. It's important to acknowledge that since then, a lot has shifted and changed within our society. However, the Brand Lab believes there are many lessons to be learned and sentiments to be shared within these pre-recorded sessions. Thanks for listening.
Hello, and welcome to the Brand Lab's Three Fearless Questions, brought to you by the Brand Lab, whose mission is to change the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. This is Anthony Silva, your Brand Lab student host, and I'm here today with our special guest, Clarence Bradley. Clarence is an independent creative director and copywriter who has worked with top companies such as Audi, Lexus, NASCAR, Sony, and many more. Clarence, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation, Brand Lab.
Yeah, thank you. So, fearless question number one. Clarence, when was the first time you became aware of your own race?
Okay. When I was 16, this was 1989, I had a job at a well-known clothing store in my local mall. I was the only black male that worked there, and after being there for, I don't know, maybe just under a year, my manager approached me one day and said, "Hey, our district manager's coming in, and you should introduce yourself to him when he comes in." And I said, "Okay." So this guy comes in, I shake his hand, I said, "Hi, I'm Clarence Bradley." He's like, "Hey." And then shortly after he arrives, they call me into the back room, they sit me down. So my manager and my district manager are sitting in there, and my district manager says, "Clarence, how long have you been stealing from us?" And I said, "I am so sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?" And then they explained to me that money and clothing had been missing from the store. Wow. and they were accusing me of it.
Oh, wow.
And I asked him, I said, "Do you have any eyewitnesses? Do you have any videotape? Do you have anything to back any of this up? Because I'm telling you, I've never stolen anything in my life." And they did not. It was just only the word of my manager. I foolishly signed some paperwork, and they fired me. But, oh, wow. But yeah, that was the first time that I was like, "Oh, wow, I'm being singled out because I'm black." But and eventually, the funny part about it is that they eventually found out that it was a white guy who was stealing. The guy who actually had been working there the longest, who was also 16, he had been stealing money from the register and from stealing clothing from the store. And when they found him, they didn't want to ruin his future and his reputation, so they asked him to retire.
Wow, that is such an unfortunate event to happen. So moving on to fearless question number two.
Yes, sir.
When was a time you felt included or excluded?
A time that I felt included was I shot a commercial years ago with a gentleman by the name of Paul Hunter, who at the time was a very well-known music video director.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hunter is black, and I was, at the time, my art director partner, a gentleman by the name of Marco Howell, he's also black. So the three of us, when we were working on this particular shoot, just sitting around collaborating, it was the first time that I'd ever, actually the first time, and I've only done it one other time in the 20 years that I've been doing this, where I'm sitting around collaborating with a director who's black, and we're kind of using this shorthand. We're like talking about cultural things because it was a youth-oriented spot. It was a youth product. They wanted it to be hip and cool, so we were just kind of using this kind of cultural shorthand to talk about what we could do to make it as cool and interesting as possible.
Yeah.
Using like cultural references, music videos, music, you know, clothing references, all this kind of stuff. And it was just one of those moments where I kind of had an outer body experience and was like, "Wow, this is really cool."
Mm-hmm.
A time that I felt excluded. I was working at an agency a few years ago on a Saturday, and I was in a room full of white men who were probably all like early 40s, mid 40s, and we were just kind of sitting around chatting, having lunch, and someone mentioned in one of the casual conversations this line from a Shakespeare sonnet, and then this other guy quoted the whole Shakespeare sonnet. And then they asked him, "Hey, where'd you go to school?" And then they started talking about all these different prep schools that they had all gone to, and then all the like kind of fancier colleges that they had all gone to, whatnot. And they were making all these references to things that I had no idea about, like just cultural references to things that I was not even academic references. I got mm-hmm. those, but just lifestyle references that I had idea. So in that situation, I felt excluded, and I don't know if it was more of a racial thing or a kind of like social class thing or economic thing, but yeah, that was a moment where I felt excluded. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's interesting. And from your situation, that this happens every day to people from different backgrounds and different experiences where they feel mm-hmm. excluded, and even when it's not intentional. So I could definitely can relate to how you were feeling at the time. And finally, for our last question for Fearless Question number 3, how have you seen diversity impact your creative process?
How have I seen diversity impact my creative process? Well, I would say that being a person of color in advertising, or probably any creative industry, I would say there's a code switching that takes place. You're kind of living in two different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You're living in a general market world where everyone can get whatever the different cultural references are. Everybody knows about different products and services and things of that nature. And then you're kind of coming at it from whatever your particular culture might be. And that culture may have a different view of that product or service. They may use that product or service in a different way. They may call that product or service a different name. And you have the kind of leg up in that situation, because you can look at it something from two different perspectives. You have the ability to look at it through a lens and create creative solutions to a marketing problem that would definitely be honest, real, unique, and for a savvy marketer, whoever the product or service might be,
mm-hmm.
they would use that to their to benefit, to be able to speak to not just one cultural audience, but to a general audience, but in a fresh way. So that's a unique selling point that you have as a person of color in the entertainment industry or advertising or whatever it might be.
Yes, absolutely. And it is important for in this industry to have that diversity and have different perspectives to give a different insight from people's point of view. And that's how creative ideas come into mind.
Absolutely.
Yes. But thank you, Clarence, for taking your time to answer the Brand Lab's 3 Fearless Questions today.
No problem. Happy to do it. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, Anthony.
This has been the Brand Lab's 3 Fearless Questions, produced by students of the Brand Lab who participate in classes and internships aimed at changing the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. To continue this conversation, use the hashtag 3FQ and learn more at thebrandlab.org/fearless.